Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah. Yay, my family. I'm on. You know, I'm trying to find the right words to describe how I feel right now. And it turns out I am not the only person that feels as strongly as I do about today's selection, taking us to a conversation with Pastor VTJ Masakona. Let's hear from Dada Mokol, who's joining us probably somewhere. I don't know. The marketing team is always out and about and doing the absolute work of taking the brand of Radio Pulpit to different places. And so wherever he's joining us from, he is indeed locked in, my family. And this is what he had to say to this common song. Man! Oh, Uomyahan. Pringle Bay will never be the same again, okay? If you blast common out of those speakers out in Pringle Bay, let me...
Sure. It's blessing me. Thank you so much.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Passionate about God. Passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's a track titled Seven Ways to Praise Him. Find it. Play it, let it restore your joy when you get back home today, regardless of the situation. Get back with a huge smile on your face. Absolutely loved today's selection. 24 minutes after 2, my family, crossing over to more serious stuff on the other side with Pastor VTJ Masakona.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Inspiration on 657 AM.
Let me tell you, my family. Let me tell you. This afternoon. Oh, Mpuntisi, I'm telling you, live radio becomes absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, that was the sound, Mpuntisi. Your sound is tata yasi shokumisa.
It got some radio hosts to stand on their feet.
Bona. Yeah, man. Mpuntisi, good afternoon and thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, Aya. It's good to be back. And good afternoon to everybody that's with us this afternoon.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Mfundisi. So, the last time we spoke, we were actually broadcasting out in Mpumalanga. Yes, that was the last time. So, that day, and Funungacho, Mfundisi, that, there was a bit of a thing because I thought I was taking leave that week, and actually it was supposed to, it's a thing, right? Long story short, you then shared a word that was not necessarily part of the series that we've been working with, but a word that shifted and literally informed the agenda of my time away this past week, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, it did. You were speaking about the issue of the heart's condition and cautioning us against pride. So today, we want to finish off that conversation and hear what the heart of the Lord is. Let me let it be. 27 after 2 is your time, my family.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Hi, I'm Mfundisi.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought Let It Be was an ad break. Sorry, my bad. I'm sitting here waiting for music to play. And then immediately you say 27 after 2. I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to wait for a bit. But no, man. I think it's so, so critical. You know, one of the things that the Lord has really been revisiting me on since that conversation as well is just a matter of the fact that the accuracy of knowing how to behave when you have hit your success point. He says, if you study many of the people that I have called genuinely and that I have used genuinely in this life. The challenge was not the lack of power or the lack of being chosen or the lack of being called. The challenge was success. When success comes, we find ourselves losing our compass.
Come on.
It is almost like the blessing is the distractor of the compass. And, you know, I always stand and I say many a times that the devil is happy to sponsor your lifestyle, to sponsor your fame, to sponsor your greatness, to sponsor everything that you can think for, you can think of in this earth, just for the purpose of you being derailed from your direction and from your purpose that God has called you to. And many a times we often don't check ourselves, you know, when we've reached the pinnacle of success, a point of success and a journey, you know, a place where we have been aiming and calling for. And I've been, you know, reading recently and studying recently the life of David. And I thought to myself, this guy, man, he can teach us a thing or two on how to behave after success. A thing or two. The Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. And I think it's such a contradictory statement if you read it from a flesh perspective, you know, from a normal human being perspective, because you are thinking a man after God's own heart, and this guy went and stole somebody's wife, went on to kill the husband, went on to try and hide the pregnancy, went on to do all of these things, and you still call him a man after God's own heart. And I realized that the word after makes a whole lot of difference in that statement. The Bible does not say a man with God's own heart. The Bible says a man after God's own heart.
Mfundisi.
So we realize that we are not told that he caught the heart. Nothing tells us he caught the heart. Nothing tells us he made it. Nothing. No. The Bible just says he was a man after God's own heart. And the question becomes, when I reach the pinnacle of success, does my after change? Does my pursuit change? Does what I am pursuing change? And in fact, that is one of the critical issues that we suffer. That when we are successful, our pursuit changes. Our pursuit changes. In actual sense, we now start chasing after things and not after God. And I'll bring it down and say our prayer time even becomes less. Our commitment even becomes less. The drive and the passion that we had becomes less. And I'm going to say this strongly. It is not only bad things that can quench the fire. I tell you, ma'am, it is not only bad things that can quench the fire. I promise you, even the good things can become fire quenchers, can become firefighters.
In fact, Mfundisi, allow me. I really did promise myself I'd be very quiet in this conversation. But you know, it never happens.
Family, somebody's breaking their promise right now.
I am. Oh, for all the right reasons. In fact, yeah. Mfundisi, look at, let's explore what happened with Noah. Remember?
Yes.
Noah, after he, you know, after they were now out of the boat and God had spoken the promise. Oh,
there we go.
Wow.
And there are numerous examples. I mean, just recently somebody was reading 2 Chronicles chapter 26 to me, and the Bible, I think it's verse number 5, even verse number 6, speaks about how when it starts off, it says King Uzziah was right in the eyes of the Lord, and he was great, and he did all of those things. But the Bible says when his fame grew, his heart was lifted.
Solomon.
His heart was lifted. Okay. There we go. Numerous examples. This then explains, Aya, to us, why Jesus, if you study the life of Jesus, why after every great miracle, Jesus would shift from the multitude and go to pray. I saw that secret and I learned it. I'm like, this guy, anytime he would be successful, he would feed the 5,000, he would shift away. He would heal many, he would shift away. He would shift away. What was he doing? He was saying, man, I have got to be grounded to what has lifted me up to where I am at, rather than to be lifted away from what has lifted me up to where I'm at. Many of us don't only get lifted up, Aya, we get lifted away.
Mfundisi, yeah, so, yes, thank you for that, number one. Thank you so much for that reminder. As you are speaking, I am reminded also that, you know, as people, we tend to judge our leaders who create distance between themselves and the people that follow them.
Yeah.
Are you hearing what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And I mean, when you look at that, and when you look at what Jesus used to do, I don't know why we easily accept that, because it was Jesus. Of course we know, because there's no sin in him, all right? So we know that he did it from a place of humility, in a place of surrender, all of that. But when our own leaders and pastors do it, we judge them. We judge Umfundisi, who's going to preach the word, call people to salvation, and then walk off the stage. Why then do we judge them? Yes, maybe let me just ask that question. Why? Because then Umfundisi, because then what Umfundisi is doing by doing that, now that we're having this conversation, and maybe contextually, we don't know. It could be coming from a place of pride, but it could also be coming from a place of, I don't want them to become a celebrity after the service.
100%. I think there are two things that we need to consider in that conversation.
Yeah.
We must consider the Mfundisi, and we must consider the Bandla that is there, which is the church.
I like the Bandla.
Now, what I want to say is the following. First and foremost, as I do it as Mfundisi, I must have a checkpoint which is pure as to why I am doing this. Nobody can see it. Nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to pick it up. It must be me that keeps myself in check, because no one is going to check me out. And as long as I am in check to know that I am operating from a pure motive, from a place of purity, then all good and well. Secondly, the church, you know, and it's very important to realize, and I'm going to say something very strongly. When I was, you know, a younger minister, which I still am, because I'm still young. When I was younger, I believe that don't take that thought away from my mind. I'm going to stand. I'm as young as I believe, and I am. But anyways, here we are. I will defend my youth. Please, I will defend
my
youth.
Please go ahead. I am the first witness. Yes, okay.
So when I was a younger minister, I learned something strong that, you know, people detest or detach from what does not seem successful. And now when I'm where I am right now, I have seen people wanting to associate with who we are because they deem it now successful. In actual sense, people want to draw close to what is good. Nobody does not want to be associated with what is not good. So what is good, rather. Everybody wants to be associated with what is good. And it's so important to realize the following, that when we are great people and doing a great work and doing all of that, especially according to human definition, nobody will not want to move close to us. And this is where we need to check ourselves as a church. Is this issue of Umfundisi being away and whatever and all of that stuff, is this issue stemming from a place where I can't associate with him for the benefit of my growth in association? Or is it because really, 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 honestly, I really need his honest counsel or her honest counsel in this particular instance? Both parties need to check their motive in terms of this issue. And if we don't, nobody's going to come and govern us. And I say this, you know, purely to say nobody's going to come and check us for us. We need to check ourselves consistently and constantly to make sure that our standing and our motive and our path when it comes to the matters concerning, you know, this issue are pure and are clean. And lastly, it is very important for me as Umfundisi to also bring around myself a counsel that will give me grounding, that will keep me grounded, as I handle this journey of, you know, of being a leader within society. It can be very difficult to lead people you are not necessarily aware of their challenges. It can be very difficult at times, you know, and you want to be able to draw a balance and have wisdom on how to be able to balance it out, not just for the sake of flexing or not just for the sake of making sure they must know I'm very important and they can't offend me like this because when I come into the room, they must make space for me. No, not, it's not even about that. It's really honestly coming from a place of wisdom, applying wisdom in that sense. And the same Jesus that we refer to would do that. And when he does that, he would also go and sit and eat at Zacchaeus' house. He would also sit and eat with his disciples, also sit with the woman at the well. He would know, he would have the wisdom to know what to do and when to do it and how to do it.
My family, if you've just joined us, it is 22 minutes before the top of the hour. Pastor VTJ Masakona joins us on the line. And this conversation is indeed the word of God. And this is how we are almost docking our time of conversation on the other side of 3 o'clock. The one and only Uncle in the radio business joins you. And it is a time for something else on the other side of 3 o'clock. Let's take a quick break and just allow Mfundisi to get some water. And when we come back, Mfundisi, maybe let's then go back to, you know, investigating. The kind you spoke about David and the fact that, you know, he did not just have the heart of God, but he was a man after, which means, you know, he was continuously seeking after the heart of God. What then does a heart that pleases God look like when the Lord has answered our prayers? 39 after 2, my family, quick break. We're coming back with Mfundisi responding to those questions.
Get your daily dose of inspiration, motivation, and encouragement on our Facebook page. Join the Radio Pulpit Facebook community today.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
20 minutes before the top of the hour, the young Muruti is...
I love it. Ma'am, you are a woman after God's own heart. You have correctly spoken, and the Lord is answering your speech right now.
Amen.
You have correctly spoken.
The Mfundisi who properly represents youth in ministry. Mfundisi, you know, you and I always laugh about these issues, and I think it's a great way, you know, we relate to each other in that manner. But let me tell you how incredibly, incredibly commendable it is that, I mean, youth presents so many things, so many challenges, so many options and opportunities, but you have really kept, you know, on the side of Christ. And maybe let me take this moment to just appreciate your ministry.
Wow.
No, honestly, Mfundisi, with all my heart. Okay, fine. Now you're going to make me laugh, but I'm...
You just literally turned... You know what they call a handbrake turn? You just pulled that on me right now.
And I'm actually being very serious. You know, you really, you are such an example of the fact that ministry, Mfundisi, is doable.
Sure.
It ministry does not need for you to get gray-headed, gray-bearded, or whatever. It's doable even in your youth.
Yeah.
So thank you for that spirit of excellence. Let's take it home, Mfundisi, so that we can spend the last 10 minutes, you know, playing and playing out to the sounds of Carmen. So let's take it home and...
100%.
Reminding, 100%. You know, a Ayanda whose prayers have been answered. What condition of heart will be pleasing to the Lord?
Sure, man. Thank you for that, Aya. Thank you so much. I'm going to move the car right along to where we are at right now.
Yeah.
It is so important to realize that the Bible says to us that when David was anointed, and this is the first thing or the second thing after the pursuit of the heart of God that we spoke about, is when David was anointed, remember where he was anointed or where he was called from for the anointing by Samuel. He was called from the caring of the sheep. In actual sense, when God needed a king, he was not looking for just a king. He was looking for a shepherd. And the heart was formed in that space, you know, of shepherding. And the Bible says immediately when he was anointed, you know, he was called back, and when he was done, anointed, the next verse that we read, or the next chapter that we read in 1 Samuel chapter 17, when David is, you know, is to face Goliath, the Bible says his father called him to go and deliver lunch for his brothers. He called him from what? From taking care of the sheep. And this is going to be the thing. David is anointed to be king. David is anointed above his own brothers. He's anointed above his own father. It was clear cut why he was anointed. The Bible says, as anointed as he was called from taking care of the sheep to go and send lunch for his brothers. I want to ask a very, very important question to us. When you are successful, can your father still call you? And the pause is for dramatic effect, so that everybody thinks about it. Can your father still call you? Number two, where he was called from, remember that the fact that he was anointed was not the release of his father. Hey, my God. I want us to hear this and hear this very well. The fact that he was anointed was not the release by his father. And this I need everybody to hear strongly, especially, you know, younger people and young people like myself that are, you know, craving and looking forward to being in ministry and all of that stuff. I want you to hear this strongly. The Bible says that he was called by his father. He didn't send himself to battle. He didn't say, I'm worthy to fight. He was called by his father and sent to the place where the battle was taking place. Secondly, the Bible says that when Saul was being disturbed by you know, the evil spirit and all of that stuff, he says, I need a skillful man that when he plays, he can be able to deal with the spirit. And the Bible says that the mentor of David came up and they called David to come. So when they called him, this is what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says, then Saul requested David from his father that he might stay in the palace. Can you imagine? The man David was anointed, but he needed to be released by his father. The heart that is like God is not a heart that sends itself. It is a heart that knows I need to be sent. I need to be sent. Thirdly, we see this thing. The Bible says, as much as David was anointed, he was anointed. All these things are happening to an anointed man. When he was anointed, as much as he defeated Goliath, he still went on just to play a harp. A hero of a nation still went on just to play a harp.
And Mfundisi, you know, for context, when he was playing the harp, please, I just want to explain this. When he was playing the harp, he wasn't performing. No. He was playing the harp.
He was ministering.
Serving. Yeah. Thank you. Serving the king.
It was not a performance. There was no crowd gathered at some theater or anything. It was just to serve the king. Imagine being sung a song of, you know, people saying he killed 10,000 and still go back to play the harp. People saying he's a mighty warrior and still go back to play the harp. Marrying the king's daughter and still go back to play the harp. You know, being a man whom the whole of Israel knows and still go back to play the harp. I want to ask a question. Can we depend on your service in the church when you have been successful? Can we depend on your heart to still be available to do even the small jobs and be faithful even with the small assignments when you've been successful? Can God trust you to minister faithfully even in that home cell after you have been with 20,000 in a crowd, and can you still remain faithful even with the small jobs? And many have lost the core of what God has called them to and what God has called them for, just because of 1 ounce of success. just because they've hit 1 ounce of success, now we can't find them. We are no longer associated with them. We can no longer be, you know, part of their circle anymore. Mm. And the last thing I want to say, and this I really want us to ponder on. The Bible says, David, and this is, you know, four instances that I'm really relating to, and this is the fourth one. When David was anointed and he had an opportunity to kill his predecessor, he cut only the rope.
Come on,
Fundis. You cut only the rope. May success not make you realize how you must even treat those that deserve to be killed by you and you don't kill them. Those that deserve to be shouted by you and you don't shout it. David understood the principle of how to handle success even when I'm justified to respond within a certain confinement of action. Mm. Even when I'm justified to be able to rudely respond back, even when I'm justified to be able to shout back, he knew, no, this is not it. Mm. And this is what I want to close off with importantly. Mm. David did not allow success to destroy character. This is the part where I'm hoping that somebody's sitting on their couch and they stood up and they said, amen.
Amen.
I say it again. Mm. Success must not destroy character. In fact, success is a big test of character. Let us not fail the test of character because of success.
I'm Fundisi. No, thank you so much for that. Maybe when we start, whatever series, the series of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, we can begin indeed with the issue of character, because I am starting to understand that when you look at the journey to the cross, Christ subjected himself to
there
the
we
cross.
Go.
Yeah, understand?
There we go.
Like he yeah. So he subjected himself to the suffering. There was there was a voluntary subjection of self in that process. He didn't need to be called. Yeah. He didn't need to be appointed. He didn't need to be anointed. He subjected himself. And so I'm realizing as you're speaking that, so to keep my heart in check, you know, I must voluntarily subject myself to God's pruning of character. You understand? I'm finished. Like, there mustn't be, you know, an earthquake and a thunder in order for me to subject myself to that pruning process.
Most definitely. And I want to finish off with this and say, we're probably going to delve into this more obviously when we deal with the gospel of Christ.
Mm.
Is, do you realize how his subjection did not take away his authority? His subjection. Did not take away his authority.
No, we thank the Lord, Mfundisi. Thank you so much for really allowing us to pause and reflect, you know, pause and reflect. I'm thinking of the prayer of Anna. Lord, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. And indeed, we see a faithfulness there. We see a faithfulness there, so that the Lord was glorified. We appreciate you, Mfundisi, and we thank you so much. Where do we follow you these days? Where do we find you?
I am definitely available on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter as well, which is X now. On all of them, VTJ Masakona, you can definitely find me there.
Fantastic. Fundisi, my family, will check in with you next week, yeah?
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, Aya, and blessings to the family as well.
Bless you, Mfundisi. Pastor VTJ Masakona, my family, he is indeed on Twitter, on Facebook. Please follow him. Amazing, amazing work that they're doing together with his team out in Pretoria. Really, especially if you're a young person, follow him. Follow him. Amazing, amazing work being done in that space. 52 minutes after two, after that, those insights, and I think that message this afternoon, my heart is sort of, Lord, there's a prayer in my heart, and that is, Lord, make me, you know, soft clay in your hands, so that there must never be any situation or circumstance that is going to make me resist what will be most pleasing before you. And I think that is the prayer, my family, this afternoon. Lord, make us soft clay in your hands. If we are going through a time of trial and you require that we be joyous, let me be soft clay. If I am going through a time of celebration where I ought to be, you know, posting my achievements and whatever, whatever, and you require silence from me, humility, you know, Lord, make me soft clay in your hands. Bazalwane, we can never, the flesh is not able to achieve humility. It's not possible. Only through Christ are all of these things possible. We are nearing the end of our time together here on Heart to Heart. Really looking forward to Omyohan keeping you company on the other side of 3 o'clock, and we are going to close off on a very high note. And so before we cross over to our outro, thank you so much to Ndata Andrew Lukele, chairperson of NASASA. Appreciate your time spent with us. Certainly looking forward to part two of that conversation, looking at Stokvels. And the positioning of Stokvels in the financial services sector. Dr. Lucas Moloi helping your business and my business, and answering the question, why do businesses fail? Truly enjoyed that conversation, my family. And of course, Dr. Whitefield Green, who is the CEO of the Council on Higher Education, joining us here on the line and clarifying, the whole reign of honorary doctorates during this year's graduate season. And so if you're also graduating, congratulations to you. It does take quite some doing to achieve those qualifications. We love you, my family. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Podcast available on radiopulpit.co.za. Thank you so much to the team out here. Vusi was here in the flesh, believe it or not. It wasn't just him behind the scenes, you know, sometimes scaring me with a moving mouse. He was here in the flesh. Appreciation to the technical team behind the scenes. And of course to the one and only Mr. D. Wayne for opening up the doors of Hollywood, our satellite studios here in Centurion. So let's cross over with absolute style.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.